Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We were asking at the end of the last hour, in spite of Jay and Key's best efforts to change the question.
Oh my goodness.
Heading into the playoffs, which quarterback would you more want to avoid? Aaron Rodgers, which was Key's answer, and Jay agreed. Or Tom Brady, which was my answer, which is the correct answer.
I hear Reno. What you're saying on Tom Brady. I hear that.
Oh, wait. What side of the fence are you on?
No, I'm on Aaron Rodgers' side, okay. But there is validity to Tom Brady. I mean, he's special. It's Tom Brady.
Hard to have an argument when someone's being so reasonable.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Reno in Houston wants to weigh
Reno
in.
Reno in Houston.
Go ahead, Reno.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Good morning, guys. I want to say it was my birthday when that happened. I want to send my prayers to the Mar Hamlin family. But, Max, stop it, man. You trying to get in our Tom Brady good graces, man. Tom Brady, there's no reason for saying he went over the cliff. We all know.
Tell him Reno been trying to do that for 6 years, man. Now.
Why, hold on, Reno. Why would I try to get in his good graces? Lex Luthor does not try to get in Superman's good graces.
Oh, no.
What's that?
You've been band-aiding the Tom Brady relationship for a while.
I have not been.
You said he's going to go over the cliff, so, man, you're going to ride him out. He's a ghost,
I tell the truth. I tell you. Listen, Reno, I tell you how I feel and how I think about things. I don't care about anything else. Just like, I'm not interested in, honestly, frankly, other people's opinions. Like, I have my own opinion and viewpoint, and that's it. And I'll tell you
really?
What it is.
You have your own opinion and viewpoint, huh?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't know that, Max.
No, now listen, I do care about like what Key talks about football. I learn a lot, and I learn a lot of basketball from you, Jay. But that's different than forming an opinion about something.
If you were to see Tom Brady right now, what would you say?
What would you say?
I'm sorry for saying you fell.
No, why would I apologize?
Because you were wrong. Would you take a picture posted on IG?
Why would being incorrect about a prediction lead to an apology?
No,
it doesn't
like
make any sense.
You get very sensitive about the subject. That's all.
Sensitive.
Kevin in Florida. Kevin in Florida. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Keep rubbing that knee, Max. I see it.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, love and prayers for Hamlin. Of course, praying for a speedy recovery, and cannot wait to see him waving to an enthusiastically screaming crowd of 80,000 in the stadium. I cannot wait for that day. Brady Rodgers, I am a Buccaneers fan, grew up a Bucs fan. I'm a Brady fan, was a fan of his at New England, whatever. I would rather see Brady in the playoffs at this point. Watching them play this year, it looks to me, seems to me that Brady's just not in it. His head's not in it. As a Bucs fan, I'm wondering to myself if he should have stayed retired. Because it, and I get that, you know, Ryan Jensen's out. He's been out all season. That's his guy, his center. But I'm just not seeing it with him. I'm not seeing the fire. And when I do see the fire, it's frustration, it's anger, it's tablet throwing, and it's a lot of screaming and pointing at the sidelines. The limited games I've seen with Rodgers, he even on his bad nights, it looks like he's got his act together.
I agree
together.
With that. So, listen, I agree with that, but it's not just Jensen. It's Marpet and it's the tackle, what's his name, that they drafted a couple years ago, who's like among the best in the business, whom I think
Worth?
Of.
Worth.
Yeah, Worth. Yeah. So he lost his whole line, guys. Like, it's not just one guy. But
yeah,
I do know what you're saying. The eyeball test changed a little bit.
Yeah, but Brady's lost his line before, and we weren't having these conversations. It's okay. He's just not there anymore. That was 48 years old or something. He's like, come on.
I refuse
like
we, to be right
at some
about
some point,
Tom Brady.
It's okay at some point to say his best times have passed him by.
I refuse to be right about him. Back then I said he was going to fall off a cliff, and now I'm saying, as everyone else is seeing, that he's falling
opposite.
Off a cliff. I'm saying, no, he's not. Steve in Chicago, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Hey, yo, Stevie.
Hey, guys. Prayers up to Hamlin. I want to avoid Rodgers. I think he's setting himself up for that chip run like he had when he won it all. Away from Lambeau, he's playing great. And when that Bucs offense gets stale, it's so bad. And Key, I want to know about what you think about Brendan Rice, because I saw him do some things in that game. I think that dude is going to be good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I didn't hear the last thing. What did he say?
I didn't hear either.
So, I want to know what you thought about Brendan Rice.
He did okay. I mean, he's all right. He's still got to continue to keep growing.
You know, I looked up.
I mean, but
Jay Key, I looked up QBR just to see. I was curious. Like, where's Brady?
Oh,
where's
God,
Rodgers?
Here we go. Uh-huh.
Brady is 51.9. That's like slightly above where starters should be, but it's 18th in the league, which is slightly below dead center in the league, but it's an average range. Expecting Rodgers to be much higher. Rodgers' QBR, 39.6. It's bottom six in the league.
I don't, you know, Max, you know what I'm going to say is I don't care about that.
Yeah, but it does, but it's a record
of
events, Keith.
It's his play. You got to remember, the receivers was in and out of the lineup. They was trying to learn how to play. The offense was stale.
So why are those valid excuses for Rodgers? But when it's Brady, it's like, yeah, but he used to be able to overcome a line. But
no,
his whole line is wiped out.
It's not valid excuses for Rodgers. Rodgers, you looked at the QBR for the last year. Look at the QBR for the last several weeks. Mm-hmm.
Are you saying, Key, that it's an eyeball test? You look at Brady and say it doesn't look the same. You look at Rodgers and you go, it's still Rodgers. Is that what you're saying?
Anybody that looks at Tom Brady and says, oh, it's still Brady, they just talking now. They scared to say anything negative about Tom Brady. That's just the reality of it.
It does look different.
The only thing that I definitely think it looks different. The only thing that does scare me and it makes me hesitant on going towards Aaron Rodgers is – regardless of his age, you do feel like Tom has the ability to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, Key. Maybe it's because of the history, even though I know what this year has looked like. Like that Tom Brady magic, it just feels like he can do it, where sometimes I wonder if Aaron Rodgers has it.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're tuning in right now, we spent all of yesterday talking to Mar Hamlin. We will continue to talk about him today. But we start to lose ourselves in other kind of sports topics, right? As this is the nature of things, the world keeps spinning and you know, our attention moves to other things. It's not that we don't keep Damar Hamlin in mind. We will be, you know, discussing him, you know, in an ongoing way, but not to the exclusion of everything else. I just wanted to mention that. And I'm glad that when people are calling, by the way, that every caller so far prayers up to Damar, right? Like,
that's
first
what
thing.
It should be, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, guys, you know, I remember this from the Giants in 07, Key, when they beat the undefeated Patriots. They played them tough. Giants played the Patriots last week of the season and lost, but played them tough.
Yeah, I was at that game.
You were. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like that was a bit, like that had something to do with when people talk about momentum, right? But the momentum they carried in to the playoffs. How much, Jay, let me start with, how much does it matter how you play going into the playoffs, going in?
I mean, look, everybody can always say that it depends if you get hot at the right time. But like, I'll tell you an example of a team and a player that I think needs to find their footing, then especially if they want to get number one seed. So let's go the Eagles. Like, I think it's pivotal Jalen Hurts plays against the Giants. I think it's pivotal that he finds some kind of rhythm, gets back into the groove. They've lost two in a row. Get a win on the board. Get that number one overall seed. Because if they don't, even if they do get number one overall seed, well, you're going to have a bye, and then that's going to be your first game.
So it's not just that the Cowboys or that they wouldn't have the number one overall seed. It's the rhythm that you enter.
Yes, 1,000%. You don't want to come into the playoffs not having played in three games. Like, let me find my rhythm in the game that matters towards a Super Bowl championship run. That's how I feel about it. The way I've been programmed my whole life is you want to find that rhythm, that stride, where you feel like you're going into the tournament on the way of playing your best.
Key, what do you think?
Yeah, you certainly want to go in playing your best in hitting all strides and making sure that, you know, you got everything, all the boxes checked. I don't worry about if it's pertaining to, like, the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't necessarily worry about Jalen Hurts, because if the rest of the team is performing going into the playoffs at the level in which you would want your team to be performing at, I think you could insert him into the lineup and everything will still be cool and smooth. Now, I don't know what type of team Philadelphia will be on the road. I believe out of all the teams in this situation, the Philadelphia Eagles are a must by first round by team. They need home field advantage to because everybody else has shown me they can go on the road and win, right? The Dallas Cowboys have shown me that they can go on the road and hang whatever 50-piece on Minnesota, where I look at Philly, who struggled in Indy, or I look at San Francisco and what they got in McCaffrey and company is portable. It can move around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Those are the 2 to 3 teams at the top. Now, Green Bay is playing really good football right now, and I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers would rather be on the road than to be at home anyway, because he's failed the last couple times that he's had home field advantage. So it's very important for Philadelphia to go in with strong momentum as a team.
Cincinnati Bengals, man. Yeah, I mean, winners of 7 in a row. Granted, the Bills game and that situation that occurred, but we talk about playing your best football. Okay.
Meantime, I would like to point out that one of the reasons, like as you talk about Philly being the number one overall seed, there's so much on the line in the NFC and the NFC East. If the Cowboys somehow wind up in first place with a bye, right? Or even if they don't have a first round bye, but
is that a setup?
But versus the Cowboys having to travel to Tampa for the first game in the playoffs. Now, this is what I mean about Tom Brady. Guys, he doesn't have a line, and the Cowboys have a savage pass rush. That matchup should be an overwhelming Cowboys favorite. And yet, we all know that time of year, Cowboys versus that time of year, Brady, you go into that game on pins and needles if you're a Cowboys fan. And it ain't because of anyone but Tom Brady. Just want to point that out. Now maybe Brady will like me. No, I don't care about that. All right. What's the most impressive thing about Aaron Rodgers during this push to the playoffs? We're going to get into that.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPNU from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. We're portable on your phone. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by the great Kimberly Martin. What's
Hello,
going on,
guys.
Kimberly?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Got the kicks on, as always.
Got the bubble gums today for you.
You coming in low-key today, huh?
Yeah, it's been a week. So
yeah.
It's been a week.
Yeah, it's been a whole week in the last couple days.
I know, right? Yeah. It's wild.
So, DeMar Hamlin remains in ICU. His uncle says that Hamlin is, quote, still fighting. The NFL says that the suspended Bills-Bengals game will not resume this week. Kimberly, we have not really we haven't had even a chance to talk about this off mic, you and I.
This is a lot, man, because everybody is trying to process this from the Bills and the Bengals as players and coaches to the rest of the league and then, you know, obviously the football world, all of us as media viewers. Not everybody's going to have the same reaction as far as what to do next. Everybody is so concerned about DeMar. Even left tackle for the Bills, Deion Dawkins, was on SportsCenter last night talking about all of our energy is going into DeMar and his family. This is a team that has to play Sunday in a very pivotal game. And, you know, the game stopped on Monday night because of this injury, and because this man's life hangs in the balance. So when you think about Week 18 will continue as planned, that is heavy for the Bills, because right now it's Wednesday and it's very hard to get yourself back into football mode as a former, you know what I mean, like to block out, have blinders. That may be required, but talking to some people around the league, like everybody sort of feels differently. Like some coaches are like, I think we all have to play around the league. I don't know if all players want to play. Maybe that changes by Friday, Saturday. You know what I mean? But everybody's processing a lot of emotions, and this is a wonderful man, DeMar. And he has a lot of friends around the league and coaches, even texting with Brandon Staley. You know, there are coaches on his staff who know DeMar personally, Mike Tomlin we saw. So this is affecting the NFL community as a whole. So I do not envy the league and the powers that be that have to decide how do we make up the football games, but also be conscious and sensitive to what's going on right now.
So Kimberly, this situation for DeMar Hamlin is fluid.
Right.
It's fluid for the Bills.
Right.
And as this week progresses, we are in Wednesday.
Yep.
One of the things that makes it very arduous and challenging about it being fluid is that my brain, my soul, my spirit is focused on my teammate,
mm-hmm.
which takes away from my preparation for
right.
my game
right.
on Sunday.
Right.
So, you know, if we're still in this in-between state on Friday, mm-hmm. like how do you, as a player, I would not want to play. I'll just state that for the record. I do not care about football right now,
mm-hmm.
even though we are going into week 18.
Yeah.
How would the league, or how would you even deal with that?
I don't know. That's a great question. And that's what everyone is confronted with in this situation. Because think about it. Monday night, for the first time, what felt unprecedented, the only part that felt unprecedented for me was the game stopped. There was no more football. And that was something that the coaches and players all came to. Obviously, Roger Goodell ultimately made the choice. Okay. When the Bills arrived yesterday, they're having a team meeting. It is not about game plan. It's not about Bill Belichick and his defense. It's not about the Patriots. It's not about the number one seed. It is about how are you guys? It is about how is DeMar? And the fact that this is fluid, the fact that we don't know, understandably, we don't have information, and we probably won't have a ton of information as the days goes on because it's such a critical time. I don't know how. I understand football players have to sort of compartmentalize, but because I said this was different in that the game stopped and they watched a teammate have CPR, life-saving mm-hmm. CPR administered in real time, I don't know how you put that all back, all those emotions back in to focus on football, a game where your focus and your precision has to be top tier because of injury, because of the violence of the game. You need to be focused and locked in. I don't know how. I don't.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Kimberly, as you scour across the league and you take a look at some of the other teams, how are they dealing with some of the mental health issues that could potentially come up because of the situation? I remember in 1997, I was in a similar situation playing in a game against the Detroit Lions and New York Jets, and Reggie Brown had to have CPR administered to him as well, and it became a focus once we continued that football game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it was tough to get back on the field and play. We certainly tried to give our best effort, not that it turned out in our favor because it was more about what just transpired on the field. How do you think the teams are handling this across the league?
So, I mean, everybody, like I checked in with some coaches, some players were off yesterday. So they, you know, coaches were saying, you know, I'm going to check in with my guys tomorrow as a team when they arrive. I mentioned Brandon Staley and the Chargers. You know, he said, we have talked to our guys a ton. You know, his DC coached at Pitt, Coach DeMar, his wife, the DC's wife was actually DeMar's like counselor. You know, I know of one team that is putting together, you know, plan, like an action plan, like with the team chaplain and team security, and from a mental health standpoint, making sure that the resources are there, that the guys understand. I mean, I know people that were checking in, like they had their roster, like checking in one by one with guys to make sure, because this is not just a Buffalo Bills-Bengals situation. This kid is beloved. Like, he is a wonderful guy, and he had a lot of friends around the league and coaches who coached him at Pitt and even Mike Tomlin. So I think a lot of teams right now are focused on their players. Because it's not just DeMar also. It's you just watched what could happen to you on any given play. And that is the all, that's the other piece of it.
And heightening the issue for the NFL, as you touched on earlier, Kimberly, is these are two teams, both have legitimate Super Bowl aspirations.
Yep.
They are two of a handful of teams that you could easily see winning the Super Bowl this year. So it's not as though this happened to, you know, this is a group of guys who are very focused on a goal with real potential. Careers in the NFL, as we see, are all too short. And I imagine that is a lot to juggle if you're on the Buffalo Bills, especially.
Yes, both of these teams. Because we talked, and this is the other piece of this is the football. What happens next? Because there are ramifications for a lot of different teams. This is a Bills team that, as of last week, we were talking about, you know, the number one seed going through Buffalo. That is what they want, making teams come to Western New York. So there's a lot at stake, and I know that it's hard for the league to sort of determine what comes next.
Thank you, as always, Kimberly A. Martin.
Thank you.
Great to see you. We're going to continue to talk about and take your calls on Brady or Rodgers. And also, would you want Jim Harbaugh coaching your NFL team next season? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are on ESPN Radio, ESPN2 from 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern, ESPNU from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to live radio, and you're not tethered to your radio, to your car. You can take us. You got a phone in your pocket, and everyone does. You can take us with you. We're portable. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Key J, which quarterback would you want to avoid more in the playoffs? Brady or Rodgers? People want to weigh in. How about JJ in Georgia? What's up, JJ?
JJ,
yeah.
Are you there?
You're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Dino Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Max.
What's going on?
You're starting out a new year wrong, brother.
Yeah, tell him.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man.
Tell him.
Yeah, man, I played one good game. Brady, come on, man.
Yeah, as I told you, I do not want to be right about Tom Brady, apparently. But that's what I really believe. I can't change. I can't be someone else. You know what I mean? This is who I am. I would rather avoid Brady.
Hey, like Key said, I'm talking to a wall, man.
All right, that's JJ, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, JJ. You got something
else? Y'all guys have a good day. I enjoy y'all's show, man. I really do.
Thank you, brother.
You guys, too, man.
Appreciate it. All right, let's try Rick in Ohio, guys. Rick, what you got?
Ricky!
Morning, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, I want to say prayers for DeMar also, man, just like everybody. You know, I mean, you got to pray for the kid. But anyhow, it's got to be Rodgers, right? He's younger. He's always been more athletic than Brady. And I think their overall team is better than the Bucs are. Anyhow, you guys have a good one. Take care.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, I would say their team is better than their team is better overall than Tampa Bay. Especially, it's interesting because hidden yardage is a key component to what Green Bay is doing, especially on the kickoff returns. And I mentioned a young man in Keyshawn Nixon earlier that they brought him in to return kicks when they released Amani Rodgers. And that offense is getting much better field position than they've ever gotten. That's why Aaron Rodgers has basically said, whatever you do, bring it out of the end zone, because the kid has just been electric for them.
When you say hidden yardage, you're talking about special team stuff and kickoff.
Yeah, special teams, penalties, just the hidden yardage that they get, especially on the return in the return game with Rich Bisaccia, that things turned around for them.
Rick, what you got for us, Rick?
As much as it pains me to admit Keyshawn is right, Max, you're totally wrong.
Why does it pain you to admit that I'm right?
Because I'm usually right.
Because I'm a big Dolphins fan, and I didn't like the way you were treating Tua at the beginning of the year.
Rick,
why would you walk right into
Rick?
That,
Rick? Why would you right say that me? Out loud? We're focused on Aaron Rodgers right now.
Rick led with his chin. Hold on. No, Brady. He gets to counter. Rick led with his chin. He gets to throw a shot.
All I wanted to ask Rick, how did I treat him? What did I do?
Well, you were just downing him a lot, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think that they would go to the Super Bowl and go undefeated like some people. I mean, I just felt like that coming from behind against Baltimore, I think a lot was put into that. People went crazy, you know, and then they started to get hot a little bit. Now, look, the Dolphins are a good team, and when you're missing key components to your team, and particularly at the quarterback position, and he's been in and out of the lineup, you're going to struggle some. He's played some good football. But with that being said, I thought they clinched the playoff spot. I've been on vacation. I thought I was, you know, they clinched the number one seed, but I guess I was wrong.
Let's be fair about this. All the Dolphins fans who are mad at Key, and some NFL fans who just like are fans of different players, what Key's position was, and
what did
Key,
I do?
Key, I am speaking for you, but I just want to distill your position. It seems to me, I want to describe what I heard. Key's position was Tua's a nice quarterback. However, he's not as good as he looked in his best games, which were concentrated early this season, right? And so he wanted to say he was skeptical. He didn't say impossible, but he was skeptical about how this would play out in December for the Dolphins. Key has proven to have been right about that. The details of this season have proven Key right about it, that he should have been skeptical.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I mean, did the quarterback not have concussion issues?
Okay, but it's all factored in, Jay.
But you didn't just factor that in. You didn't say that at all.
Well, I don't have to.
These are the general analysis that you end up not giving detail.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, wait, time out. You get very defensive. I'm just saying, in general, when you say a team doesn't pan out to be because they didn't travel, but you don't give details about the quarterback, who is a pivotal part of that team, going through concussion-like issues trying to come back off of that.
Yeah, but he played very well after the concussion, Jay. It was after that that they didn't play well, and it was Tua's not playing well.
Well, I think prior to his last concussion protocol diagnosis, they lost two games on the road in back-to-back fashion, I believe. I mean, I haven't really looked at the schedule, but yes. I believe it was San Francisco and the Chargers, maybe. They lost those two games, and he was playing, you know, prior to seeing those matchups, he was playing pretty good football.
Yes, they lost to the Bills 32-29. Yeah.
You know, the truth is, guys, I know one thing doesn't have to be related to another, but I feel a little bit like maybe we shouldn't go down this rabbit hole, because part of the thing with Tua is his size and lack of, like, top-notch speed. And the fact that he is therefore, so far in his career, injury prone, and we're dealing with a huge injury to Damar Hamlin, and so just because it just happened so recently, maybe we could move off the Tua topic just for a minute.
Smart move by you.
Yeah. All right. Well, RS, is that his name? Is that what he calls himself? RS.
Yeah.
Oh, RS, what's going on? You're in North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, boss. What's going on?
Stand up, baby.
I'm in I live in Charlotte, bro.
Queen City.
What's going on?
All right.
What's up, man?
Shout out,
Queen City was a... Yeah. So why Keyshawn on Miami's neck like that?
Because they be hating on me, man. They just they got at me because I didn't pick them. So I'm going to get back at them. That's all. You know? You got at me. I'm going to get back at you.
Oh, that's what it is. I feel you. I smell
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
they
attacked me. They have viciously attacked me on Jay's social media accounts.
Oh, my God.
Which is, if you really want to upset Key, attack him on Jay's social media. That really bothers him. He can't sleep at night when that happens.
No, he's okay. Just watch Miami. We get Lamar Jackson. We're going to make sure I get the Key. We get Lamar Jackson. It's over, baby. It's over.
All right, listen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit progressivecommercial.com. Now, coming up next, guys. If Jim Harbaugh is coming to the NFL, you're a fan of a team. Whoever's listening has a team that they're a fan of, right? Would you want him as your next head coach? For example, I'm a Giants fan. I'm good. I got Daboll. I don't want anybody else. I'm good. But maybe you don't feel that way about your coach. Would you take Harbaugh or the coach you presently have?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Still, DeMar Hamlin, very much on our minds, and we're going to be covering ongoing coverage on across our networks and in the sports world generally. And it's great when people have called the show so far today, almost everyone, prayers up for DeMar. But there are other topics that we do want to talk about. And slowly, you know, it's like a feel thing. You transition to including other topics in sports. So here's one of them. Panthers owner David Tepper has had a conversation with Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh about the opening Carolina will have for the head coach position once the 2022 season ends, according to a league source. The conversation was not characterized as an interview, the source said. So the question that we have for you today, right now, Jim Harbaugh or your coach? I'm a Giants fan. My coach. I wouldn't trade Daboll for anybody. I like Giants' situation. I don't want to change. That's right. I'm good. I'm all set, Key. Key, you're a Raiders fan, a Rams fan today? What fan are you today?
My name is Keyshawn, not Jay. I got one team. If I'm a root for them in the pros, and yes, that's the Raiders.
Okay.
Yes. And my name is Jay, and I root for my bank account because I gamble. There you go.
So Jim Harbaugh, or your coach, Key?
I'm probably messing with Jim Harbaugh with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Personality, fits, image, all that kind of.
Over Josh McDaniels, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you, Jay? You're a Giants fan.
Over Brian Daboll?
Yeah.
No.
Right. See, Giants fans, I'll tell you.
I wouldn't over Steve Wilks.
Okay.
And that goes back to my bigger point, is that, I mean, this guy has gotten the locker room together. They lost CMC. They lost Baker Mayfield. I mean, what else could Steve Wilks do to earn a great opportunity to be the next head coach of the Panthers? I mean, Key, I don't understand when these things happen. I know Jim Harbaugh is a hot name, and I know what he's done to beat Ohio State. You know, they get to the Final Four again. I hear all that. And I get that you're going to have options. But, damn, the options right there in front of your face. Who else can better corral this locker room and put this team on the right path than the coach that you currently have in place?
Yeah, but I don't think the owner, Mr. Tepper, is saying that Steve Wilkes is not going to be the coach. He just had a conversation with Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, when you have a conversation with somebody, it goes viral and people go crazy and all those sort of things. But I agree with you, obviously, Jay. The coach is sitting right there. There's no reason to pursue another coach in the National Football League. The guy has shown you in a short period of time that he's probably the right answer, because when you go chasing, sometimes you chase the wrong thing. And I think when you have a lot of money like the owner of the Panthers, he likes to throw his money around, so he doesn't really care. And I don't think he's doing his organization any good service if he's out there scouring for a different coach when that coach should potentially be Steve Wilkes.
Donnie in Virginia, Harbaugh or your coach?
First of all, I say with a heavy heart, prayers out to DeMar and family in the sports world. And look here, I'm a Commanders fan. Give me Jim Harbaugh. I would take his dad over Rivera, okay? I got a coach that can't make up his mind which quarterback we want to play. You gotta stick with Heineken. He's the hot hand. You can't put him in. He have a bad game. Then, well, we're going to go with Wentz because he's got the arm. The arm for what, to throw three interceptions? Get out of here.
All right. He does not like Ron Rivera. Riverboat Ron, not for Donnie from Virginia. By the way.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a good change up now, because it's, what, been three years, even though Coach Rivera's come in to the situation with the Commanders situation. It was a little interesting when he took that job, but, you know, if you had to swap out, I wouldn't mind that swap.
I don't know if I would do that.
If you had to swap out.
Yeah, maybe. But it involves making a change. If I could start from nothing and then take one or the other, maybe I would go Harbaugh. But if I already got Rivera there and they're competing, I don't know.
It does.
But are they competing?
Carson Wentz.
They don't have a quarterback.
The Carson Wentz thing.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. That's the issue. They don't have a quarterback. They're competing for a team. Given the quarterback that they have, they're doing a good job competing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Frank in Vegas, Harbaugh or your coach?
Hey, fellas, first and foremost, heart goes out to DeMar Hamlin and his family. Go for a full and speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
A lifetime Raiders fan, 3 decades of mostly heartbreak. Why not? Welcome to the circus. McDaniel's going to be out, in my opinion, halfway through next year. They already used Carr as a scapegoat, not saying Carr's the guy or anything, but look at the stats. I mean, how much better can you really do at the end of this season, going into the next season? But I think McDaniels will be out, so why not bring Jim over and see if something can happen?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Key said the same thing. And he's, insofar as Key is a fan of a professional team, it's the Raiders, said the same thing. Joe in Ohio, what about you? Harbaugh or your coach?
I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, and I would definitely take Harbaugh over Stefanski just for the fact that Jim Harbaugh's been to the Super Bowl. But can I just say one thing to Keyshawn? Man, you were my favorite player. Oh, prayers out to DeMar. But you were my favorite player when he played for the Bucks, man. I just wanted to say hi to you, man. I had your jersey, good old number 19, man. I love you, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. A little love.
All right, thanks, guys.
How much did you pay him to say that, Key?
You want to host the show, Pat? And let Max do it.
Do you need me to? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio? Nope.
Okay. Leo in Florida. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Yes, goes without saying, prayers out to DeMar. Most important thing. Diehard Tampa Bay fan. Been since Doug Williams. Keyshawn, always one of my favorite players. And I would keep my coach, would not trade him for anything. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I wouldn't get rid of Bowles for Jim Harbaugh. Not at all. Even though Bowles had a rough year, but a lot of circumstances in his situation have contributed to, you know, them having a rough year, so to speak.
What about Brandon Staley or Harbaugh? Like, Sean Payton's out there.
Brandon Staley did his job. He got him in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. So the Saints are going to want compensation. So, but Staley, you're good with Staley staying with the Chargers.
What is it going to look like, right? So what are they, 9? They got 9 wins so far?
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
So they would get 10 if they win this Sunday.
Right.
So they would get 10 wins, and then that means that they are on the road throughout the playoffs. What is it going to look like in the end? Like, is Herbert going to look like a disaster? I mean, like, what is it going to look like, I guess, before I will make that decision?
I think even if they, you know, even if they do make a run, if I had a chance to upgrade, if I were the Chargers, I would go with Sean Payton over.
Well, if you make it a run, though, there's no need to upgrade.
I would still upgrade. If I had a chance to get Sean Payton, I would still upgrade.
I wouldn't. If they going on a run, there's no need to replace
him. Here's the question, Key. Do you see them winning a Super Bowl with Brandon Staley as head coach?
No.
Would you see them winning a Super Bowl with Sean Payton as head coach?
You're answering your own question.
I don't know that answer.
Right, but see, I think I don't know is better than no. So
I don't see him winning with Brandon Staley, right. But I don't know if they would even win with Sean.
And between – that's right, you don't know, but at least you shift from no to I don't know.
But I can't move on from a coach that just made the playoffs.
You're standing on principle instead of trying to win a Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, the guy's only been there 2 years, right? No, three. One, two. Is this his third year?
In other words, you're saying no, but you could be wrong. You're saying, huh? Right? In other words, you're saying no. I don't see him winning a Super Bowl with Staley, but I could be wrong. Maybe they could.
I could be wrong. Yeah, second year head coach.
Yeah.
Okay, got him in the playoffs. They look clunky at times.
Agreed.
But he got him in the playoffs.
I understand what you're saying.
Straight up, head to head, who's a better coach, Sean Payton or Brandon Staley?
Sean Payton.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes for me, it's not about what work you've done. It's about who's better. It's about hiring the right person.
Yeah, but Jay, you might get rid of Staley and hire Sean, and Sean fall right on his face.
Right. He's not a sure thing, in other words.
I mean, Brandon Staley's not a sure thing.
That's right. Key, it seems to me what you're saying is you like your odds better with Sean Payton than Brandon Staley.
Yes.
But not so much better that it's worth moving on from a young head coach who is succeeding if he makes the playoffs.
He's got him in the playoffs.
Right.
Now, next year, he don't get him in the playoffs, he probably, you know, Sean Payton.
Yeah, but Sean Payton may be with another team by next year.
So with another team by next year.
We are going to have the latest on the condition of DeMar Hamlin and the NFL's plan for Week 18. We've been discussing topics today. We exclusively talked DeMar yesterday. And we've talked a bit about DeMar today, but we are starting to introduce other sports topics into the conversation again. But we're going right back to DeMar Hamlin, never far from our thoughts, his condition, and the NFL's plan for Week 18. That is coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.